This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Truckloads of aid are waiting to be transported over the Egyptian border into Gaza through the Rafah crossing, but the expected delivery is unlikely to raise spirits, as Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says. The humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate.
Rafah, the only crossing not controlled by Israel, has been out of operation since the first days of the conflict. But the United States and Egypt have been pushing for a deal with Israel. On Wednesday, the White House said it had been agreed for up to 20 trucks to pass through, with hopes for more later, so long as those supplies do not reach Hamas. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million residents depend on aid. According to the United Nations, before the conflict started on October 7th, about 100 trucks daily were providing humanitarian relief to the enclave.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. A major player in former U.S. President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the U.S. election has pled guilty.
In an Atlanta courtroom, Sidney Powell pled guilty to six misdemeanor charges just a day before jury selection was to begin.
How do you plead to the six counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties?
Guilty.
Fulton County prosecutor Daisha Young says the state was ready to prove their case.
The purpose of the conspiracy was to use Misty Hampton's position to unlawfully access secure elections machines in Coffee County, Georgia.
The deal's a significant win for District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Powell was a Trump loyalist, charged along with the former president and 16 others with violating anti-racketeering laws in an attempt to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election. The deal's an about-face for a lawyer who pushed baseless conspiracy theories about a stolen election, participated in a news conference for the Trump campaign, and a strategy meeting at the White House. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA.